Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
As a footnote to the whole Jordan Clark descent stuff, Alex Pearce at a media conference today has bowled up that the umpire told him, so the umpire said to Alex Pearce that he did not hear exactly what Jordan Clark said.
Well, that's ridiculous.
Despite paying a free kick paid for dissent.
Well, that's ridiculous. If he did not hear, because this was going to be another one of my matters as well.
We'll hold it.
But
give us
if that is in fact the case, then there's no way you should be paying, if it's not demonstrative, which it wasn't, to a level which you'd think
The body language wasn't demonstrative.
It was not demonstrative.
Not at all, but the
if the umpire has not actually heard the exact words...
That can't be true. Alex Pearce has spoken to the wrong umpire. If he's spoken to the umpire who paid the dissent decision, and that umpire is saying to Alex Pearce that I didn't actually hear what was said, well, we had a massive problem on our hands.
The umpire's got some serious explaining to do.
I would agree with that. Mm. So as much as Alex Pearce is an upstanding individual, I cannot believe that can be the case.
Well,
can you believe that?
No. If that isn't the case, it's a horrendous error by the official. Horrendous.
Oh, I thought I heard him say something to
no,
him.
No, you can't think. Pardon? And the other thing that we were having a conversation about prior...
That can't be true.
...is that... In those circumstances, if there is clearly some agitation from players and there's clearly some uncertainty about what has taken place in what was ultimately proven to
what
be
what do you mean
uncertainty? Uncertainty amongst the players. And when a group of players...
Oh, you're talking about the Fremantle players? There's nothing uncertain about them. They were quite certain the ball had been
correct.
Touched.
Correct. Yeah. But there's a high level of...
So they're unhappy about the decision.
They're unhappy about it. In those circumstances... I think that the umpires in those circumstances should not put themselves in a position where there's going to be an interaction. Now, if the players hunt them down, of course, and that's you see it in the game that I love the most.
Yeah, you're going. Yep.
That when there's a dicey decision, the officials are instructed, you walk away.
Yep.
Don't let them. Yep. Now, clearly, if they come after you and you've got to ting them. Ping, if it's a second one, ta-da, on your way. Yep. Out you go.
Yep.
Of course you do. But you give the players the chance to have their vent their emotions within themselves.
Of course.
And you walk away so you don't hear anything that may be in the emotion of the situation. Mm-hmm. But if you just stand there and say, okay, no, let's see if you're going to – then you're going to put yourself in a position where you're going to
make – You are not putting this – okay, so the Alex Pearce stuff is out of left field, right? So that's park that. Let's assume that –
I'm assuming that's correct. But on top of that, I'm just saying...
So you're saying that the umpire has stood there rather than walk away, and if Jordan Clark has come up to him and said some stuff to him that is completely out of line, you're saying that the umpire...
No, it's completely out of line, of course. It's dissent. You've got it.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah, sure.
You need to be penalised for that.
Yeah, but what are you saying? The umpire should just walk away.
Like, we'll put you in itself in a position where you're not going to give an easy access to... The players coming and being involved and venting their frustrations. Now, I know they do it in other sports.
I don't care about other sports.
It's an intentional way in which you're trying to diffuse a situation so you don't have to make a call, which ultimately is it's the end of the game call. Whereas, and I know there's only a limited time left, And of course, if they hunt you down and if you say anything.
No, I get all that.
Absolutely.
But if you hear.
But just understand the emotion of the players and you can argue and say all you want. Oh, they just got to be better than that. Yeah. And yes, they do.
Yeah, they do.
But the heat of the moment, no, Andy, I when agree. You're in there, you've just got to try and. Well, let's create some mechanisms to the best of our ability. We're going to just try and create a little bit of separation.
I don't disagree. I don't disagree with that.
Thank you.
But I don't. If the umpire hears what he believes to have heard,
of course
he's not under the rules of the game. He is duty bound to do something about that.
No one would. Well, very few would deny that. Absolutely.
Yeah, okay, right.
Of course.
Just double checking where you're coming from here.
No, that's very clear. What I'm saying, very clear, very clear.
Yeah.
That you're understanding the circumstances and the emotion of the player.
So should the player.
Correct.
Yeah.
But in that heat of that moment, in that split second timing. Just put yourself, give it a little bit of separation so you're not going to hear anything that might happen. And if they do, absolutely.
It is the tradies out for Ace Gutters. Australia may build to last. I don't disagree with that as a fundamental proposition. I don't disagree with what you're saying at all, by the way. So.